Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Our first guest in the OB van, though, he's made his way out here. We thank him for doing that, is Peter Tighe. When the Big Sports Breakfast guys had Tony Gollan on about half an hour ago, I thought, who can I get that lives nearby? It's Peter Tighe. Morning to you, Pete.
Yeah, g'day, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. We were just talking prior to coming on air, of course, with the man now retired, but everyone's still talking about, looking back on history and things like that, and now asking the next question, the obvious, have you chosen the Stallion? It must be still continuing on.
Yeah, no, we haven't made a decision yet with the Stallion. We've getting a lot of advice. We've taken a lot of advice, and it's good. It's a very interesting time. I mean, we don't want to make a rush decision, and, we're discussing it between the three of us, between Richard and Debbie, my wife Patty, and myself, the four of us, and Chris is heavily involved as well. So, I mean, he's been captain of the ship for a long time, so we seek advice from him as well. So we're just happily going along, and, sooner rather than later, we'll have to make a decision. So
I guess everyone, on this program yesterday, I asked John Camilleri, who's got a half to winks, that he's going through preparation and things like that. Now, I mean, it's the family continues, and who knows what happens, and you want that to continue on with winks.
Oh, we do, yeah. We're really looking forward to, getting the foals and racing them and seeing what happens and seeing if we can, she can build her own dynasty going forward. And it's going to be another, few generations that we can look forward to seeing how they all perform.
Yeah, exactly. John Camilleri throwing it up yesterday. Maybe it should be Galileo or something. Bob Baffert spoke to us, remember that morning at Randwick? Yep. And he threw up Justify. He said, Justify's the horse. And then you got the local ones. I mean, it must be fascinating even looking at what is around.
It's an interesting time to actually look at, the records of these stallions and just how good they were, and realising their racing life was something very special, and now they've been very successful in the breeding barn. Yet to find out about the Justifiers and the new season sires. But I think everyone's very keen, showing a great interest in the breeding side of things, and we're just taking it all in.
I saw a tweet from Chris Wather's stable, I think it was last week, or the week before, that the strappers had been out to wherever she is, just relaxing, preparing, if only she knew what the next part of her life was. But, it is the whole story continues in some way.
Oh, it is. We've been down to visit her a couple of times, my wife and I, and Patty and I, it's just lovely to see her. She's just doing the natural thing now. She's got a nice grassy paddock, the sun on her back. She's got a bit of a boyfriend that she lives with now. He's an 18-year-old gelding.
Right.
And they've hit it off really well. So, I mean, she's as bossy as hell to him, and I think he likes being bossed. And the two of them get on great out there. And, we're ever so thankful to, Karen and Ollie Kuhlman, who, I've looked after her right through her racing or a spelling career, whenever she spelled, and to this day they continue to do that. So, the whole story is just it's a feel-good story, and she is in tip-top condition. She looks good enough to race again, but as we all know, it's not going to happen.
I had a worldwide exclusive on the way there, Pete.
you'd love to say that, mate, but she's done that story's ended, and a new one's just beginning.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you own, do you know how many horses you own shares in?
Oh, look, probably about 60.
Does Patty know all of them or not?
Well, I can't.
you're like me. You just don't open up totally.
Yeah, well, the number fluctuates a bit, but it's around about 60, I think.
I want to ask, obviously, about tomorrow down in Sydney. This two-year-old, it's a strong race, and you're in the ownership of Reloaded. Can I first up ask you about the colours? The colours that Reloaded will, wears, they're blue down the front, it's sort of like, is it an aqua sort of blue?
Yeah, sky blue is what the synergy was. It's
and then it's all the armbands are in sort of
gold
and a little bit of the blue. Is that just the group that have come together on that?
Yeah, it was. There's seven or eight of us in the group we're in the original buying group.
Yep.
And as we were buying horses, it wasn't really possible for everyone to put their colours on. And some of us had colours and some of us didn't. So Liam prior is it was his thought, I believe. And we've got two different syndicates. One we buy at the Gold Coast,
right,
races in those colours,
right,
and then the ones we buy in New Zealand at the Karaka Sale races in a purple with a black and white checker across the front. So they're just the group colours. So we started off a couple of years ago with the best known one is a horse called Performer.
Yep.
And he was a star 2 year old a season or two ago.
Yep.
And it's the same colours on all the horses.
Okay. All right. Well, the wrap on this horse, and Chris hasn't hidden from the fact, Chris Waller, that he rates Reloaded right up there and is currently the favourite for the JJ Atkins. So there's a lot of interest in the colt tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're probably just as interested as everyone else because all the wraps in the world don't win any races. So he's prepared well. He prepared well for his first race. He did more than we could have imagined. He sat wide, won easy. Well, won comfortably, and you know, the reports from the stable are that he cupped that well. He's learned a lot from the race, and he's furnished and he's continued to improve. So we'd expect him to run very, very well tomorrow, and he has to, otherwise it's not worth coming up here for the JJ Atkins. So, you know, the reports from the stable are up until yesterday, everything was in tip-top order, and he's drawn favourite in barrier one, so, you know, just everything seems to be right there, but still no guarantees, but we're hopeful.
Well, it's a better barrier from the other day when you had 11, and as you say, you had to overcome plenty of ground, so there is a positive about a better draw tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. No, he, you know, he's a smart horse. He's a smart colt, and we know that. How far he can go, we just don't know as yet, but Chris is very methodical, and he's taking along the same path as he did with the Autumn Sun.
So, yeah, that was the one thing that we've learned. That Chris spoke to us last week about him on the Saturday morning chat that we had, that he did this with the Autumn Sun, that he stayed in Sydney. Could have easily been here tomorrow in the sires, I guess, too.
He could have been, but, I mean, it's going to be a tough enough ask in your third run to win a Group 1, let alone back up for your second run in a Group 2 to go into a Group 1. So, you know, erring on the side of caution. It worked very well with the Autumn Sun, and if we could get a similar result to that, we would be ecstatic.
All right, now here you've got Sexy Eyes. Have you got any others running tomorrow?
Yeah, I've got a couple in Melbourne, you know, shares. We've got
part of the 60.
Orsian in Melbourne in the second race, and I think another dollar in race 4. She's going very well. Got some nice chances. A couple in Melbourne, one in Sydney, a couple in Brisbane. Couple of the provincials, I think, but great time to be racing, especially winter in Brisbane.
Well, Sexy Eyes has just become a consistent type.
She is, you know, and she's a Brisbane bred horse, bred by some friends of ours, Paul and Jill Williams, who are in the ownership. Yep. And we certainly kicked a goal with her. She's she went down to Chris from day one, and he brought her along nice and slowly, and she's her whole career she's never finished further back than fourth.
And you come off that heavy 10 run. That was a real bog track. It ended up that way at the Gold Coast. A lot of these horses will rebound as well on good tracks tomorrow.
Yeah, she's had 3 weeks between runs, but that was a heavy 10, a genuine, genuine heavy 10. Yeah. She had 59 kilos.
Yeah.
She rose from 53 to 59. Things were against her, and then she's not a genuine, genuine heavy tracker. So back on top of the ground here, and Eagle Farm looks a picture, so... You know, that's the sort of track we want. She's drawn favourably, so if she's certainly good enough, she'll acquit herself quite well.
That's Sexy Eyes tomorrow here at Eagle Farm, race for number 6. And there's been a lot of discussion already around the Everest. Chris Wather's got a slot of which you're, I think, in that group. A lot of people, the reaction to it last year was a lot of people went early, but it seems to be happening again.
Yeah, it is. If your opportunity's there to grab it early, you know, you take it, especially if a horse you want comes up. But we haven't settled on anything. We've got a few opportunities. There's the group that's in it. There's five of us in the Waller group. Chris himself, three of the owners here from Brisbane, Neville Morgan, Noel Greenhalgh, myself, and the Capitas family, the Ingham family
Ingham
in Sydney.
Family.
So,
so
we discuss regularly what we're doing, and we like to look at all our options. And you know, sometimes you go off early, and like the first year they went off early, signed up Red Zell, and it was great. And next year they didn't. You know, so it's got a lot of twists and turns to go yet. But it's great for racing. We just love it, and it gives us an extra something to study and look at, and if we haven't got a good enough horse to go in it ourselves, there's certainly plenty out there that we can get.
Exactly. Obviously, Chris has spoken about Nature Strip, but who knows what he'll eventually come up with the group. Hey, Pete, thanks for dropping in. It is exciting to be back at Eagle Farm. I know there's been a number of meetings here, but this is the big Group 1 tomorrow to be back here at the farm.
Oh, it is. I mean, it's out here this morning. It's a hive of activity. You know, there's a thousand workmen trucks. Here, I think, getting it ready. There's trucks. You can't get a park. It's it's just, they're just going to make it, really a homecoming tomorrow for the Group 1 day, and good luck to them.
No, for sure. Good on you, mate. Good luck tomorrow, particularly with Reloader, but with the runners up here and Melbourne as well, mate.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Good on you, Pete.